Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
My Lord, my God, Reverend.
Let him say amen.
Amen.
And let him say amen again.
Let him say amen again.
There is a little word this morning.
Is it little, Reverend?
It's a little word.
A what?
Little sometimes word. You don't need a whole lot.
Yeah.
Just a little.
It's like a 2 and 8 over there.
Amen. All right, I want to take a look at the book of Luke.
Yeah. Come on now.
The 6th chapter.
Well.
And the 28th verse.
6:28, baby.
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Bless those who curse you.
You better bless them. Bless
and pray for those who spitefully use you.
Get on your knees.
It's my prayer list. Really.
Wow.
And for a few minutes this morning.
Preach
well,
to me.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Yes, sir.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say?
God, what do you want me to say?
I mean, that's a good question, Reverend.
When I read the Bible, many times, Yolanda, I'm in awe.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Not only with what it says, but with what it wants me to do.
To do.
Yes,
amen.
I know that's right, Reverend.
This text says when people cuss you.
When they cuss you, Reverend.
Even though you know how to cuss.
Nah, gotta list them.
You have been to some of the best cussing schools ever.
A lot of cuss-offs every day.
Don't cuss them back.
Nothing like a cuss face.
Don't tell them what to kiss.
Don't tell them.
Cuss Ooh, them gosh. And the horse they rode in.
No, don't tell them that. Don't tell them.
But bless them.
Bless them.
That means bestow good of any kind upon them.
Throw it on them. Throw it on them.
It goes on to say, Brother For Real, pray for those who spitefully use you.
You got your prayer list.
Jesus, what do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say?
You want me to pray for somebody that desires to harm me? You want me to pray for somebody who wants to humiliate me?
Well, Reverend,
You want me to pray for somebody who has bitter ill will towards me?
Oh, wow.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say, Jesus?
I mean, you put words in Moses' mouth.
Yes, he did.
You put Jonah in the whale's mouth.
Yeah.
You're going to have to help me with this one.
Come on now.
You got to put something in my mouth.
Put something in it,
because my subject-verb agreement is not agreeing. However, as I kept on reading, the Bible says there is a great reward for blessing those that curse you.
I like the rewards,
and praying for those who spitefully use you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you this morning, but I love God's rewards.
Yes,
amen.
I do. Reverend.
I love God's benefits.
Well,
oh man, I love His perks that He gives us for doing exactly what He says.
Oh man.
So this morning I'm gonna find the words to say.
Well,
because I've turned my enemies over to Jesus.
That's it, brother.
And like the old people say, He'll work that out.
He'll work it out.
Because I've seen it many times in my life.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Where my enemies have become my footstool.
Yes, sir.
So I ain't gonna cuss back.
Don't
I'm just gonna pray for those.
Pray for them, Reverend.
Can I get a witness this morning?
Yes, sir.
Can I say, ain't he all right?
Say it, Reverend.
I said, ain't he all right?
Say it, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Show him how blessed you are, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Let him know you're praying for him, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I like God's rewards, Reverend.
I like God's rewards.
Do your assignment, get a reward.
Oh, I'm going to find the words to say.
Yeah,
yes,
I like
sir.
His rewards.
Lord, I don't know why they hate me.
Yeah, put it in my mouth.
But I'm putting them in your hands.
Yeah, put your words in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to bless them. Bless their family.
Bless
I don't know what they're going through.
I don't know what they're going through.
But you know.
Reverend.
And you know how to handle that.
You said I would, Reverend.
Yes, you did.
You said I would.
Reward.
Ms. Gladys Moore from Dallas, Texas said, thank you for that word.
Thank you.